This is The Mountain Life. I'm Lynn Ware Peak. Today is our monthly episode of Resilient Youth. It's in partnership with the organization Live Like Sam. Summer offers young people something increasingly rare, time. Time to explore, connect, grow, and discover who they are. But for parents and kids alike, making the most of these months can be both an opportunity and a challenge. Joining us from Live Like Sam, our program director, Jessica Parker, and Sierra Darling, a thoughtful young woman navigating the journey through adolescence. Together, we'll discuss how families can create a summer filled with connection, purpose, resilience, and maybe even a few memories that'll make summer 2026 the best one yet. Sierra, Jessica, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Well, Jessica, let's start with you as the program director for Live Like Sam. No doubt summer is a time that you mix it up a little bit. It's not just like it is during the school year. And what can you tell us about it?
Yeah, I mean, we have so much fun in the summer. There's so many amazing camps going on in Park City. We are at Game On Sports Camp for Girls. We're at Basin Recreation. We're teaching kids character development, life skills, and well-being skills at these camps. And of course, we got to make it fun. And so we're playing games and having all kinds of fun with kids at their summer camps. We also have our Challenge Accepted program, which was inspired by Sam's bucket list. So let me tell you a little bit about Sam's bucket list. Do you have a bucket list, Sierra?
I don't, but I have a couple things that I'm like, I definitely want to do.
Ooh. Okay, well, chime in.
Ooh, all right. Let's see. More, I don't know. I think there are some that are concerts that it's like I want to go to. There are some fun things like that.
Yeah.
And then there are track meets of, I'd love to go to Ivy League championships next year for track. And I would love to go to New York Fashion Week.
Amazing. Oh, that sounds fun. Park City concerts. You're in the right place.
Yes.
So Sam's bucket list just is this amazing inspiration. He wrote like almost 50 things that he wanted to do before he turned 17. And Sam passed away when he was just 16 years old. So he didn't get to do all these things. But it's an amazing list of this variety of things and experiences that he wanted to have in his life and ways that to challenge himself. And, you know, we're on Resilient Youth Radio, and Sam just chose to build resilience in the most fun way. I don't even think he knew he was doing it, right? But, you know, something on his bucket list is do a handstand for 20 seconds, and you're going to fall a lot. You're going to fail a lot, and you're going to have to keep getting back up. So Sam is learning these skills of determination and perseverance and bouncing back by doing these fun things that he had on his bucket list. So totally recommend, you know, for those resilient youth out there, parents, sit down with your family, make those summer bucket lists, challenge yourself, and pick things that are going to get you outside of your comfort zone this summer, things that are going to help you fall and get back up and keep trying. So if I can continue on, Lynn, I've got Challenge Accepted that I can keep going into for it.
Well, it's great. And I just want to say, we've talked about Sam's bucket list numerous times.
Yeah.
And it's funny, that's the one thing I always remember is standing on your hands for 20 seconds, because I think it's so random. And I think that that's why when we come up with bucket list items to do, allow ourselves to have these random things that you've maybe never even put into words before, something really unusual. So allow yourself that, whether you're a kid or an adult.
Yeah, exactly. Like, let the bucket list kind of bring the child out in you, right? Go roll down a grass hill this summer, or just pick all those things that you haven't done in a while to get outside your comfort zone.
That's right. Well, let me ask you, you mentioned character building and life skills.
Yeah.
And I know that you can't attract kids by saying, okay, today we're going to do character building and teach you life skills. That's not the way you do it, because you're much more brilliant than that at Live Like Sam. How do you do it?
Oh, man. We're there playing games and doing really engaging activities, whether it's like hands-on arts and crafts or team building games. Kids are learning skills in just by interacting with one another all the time, and through laughter and through connection, they're learning these skills. And so we might play a very fun game, and incorporate some skills within that. And then at the end, we can debrief it and have good conversations with them to ask, like, what were the challenges there and what did you learn from that and everything.
How great. Well, Sierra, darling, I have to ask you how you got involved with Live Like Sam. The kinds of things that Jessica is talking about seem like in the 5 minutes that you and I got to talk in the green room, I know you embody those things.
Yes. So I think it was a long time ago, kind of at the beginning, where I was super drawn to the idea of athletes and mental wellness. I think in sports, there wasn't a lot of talk around mental health yet. And as an athlete, I think everyone's feeling it. Everyone's feeling the pressures. So to have an organization that's thinking about those things and giving you the tools to get through those things is so important. So fast forward a couple of years, I've actually been volunteering on Live Like Sam. So I've gone to a couple events and passed out bucket lists for some of the kids to ride on, or helping them with goal setting, or telling them about the Live Like Sam mission, which has all been super impactful on both ends, to be able to both be impacted by it myself, and then also to be able to volunteer and give back in that way as well.
Wonderful. Well, you had something, a challenge that was thrown in your way in the form of an injury.
Yes.
You were a big track athlete, and things didn't turn out the way that, you know, we all want them to go, which happens.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and that's where resilience, I think, is so important. And I think that it means that we can bounce back not only in the same area of our lives, but also in a different one. So last year, my senior year of track, I was out with a hamstring injury. And I had tied so much of who I was to an athlete. I was like, I'm a runner, that's what I am. Without the track, I didn't really know what I was doing. But then as I started to kind of look at myself and be like, I think the meaning that I give to the world is something that's greater than what I'm doing on the track. And with that, I started, as part of a statistics project, an event called Stronger, Faster, Fueled, which was focused on educating young people and young athletes, and really athletes of all ages, coaches, peers, anyone that would impact them on energy deficiencies and female athlete health. And because of that injury, I was able to devote so much more time to this and really to be able to make an impact and show myself that I was so much more than just a runner.
StrongerFasterFueled.com.
Yes.
I'm looking at it right now. This is your startup. And you've done this within the last couple of weeks, you said. What is the, there's going to be a newsletter, but what else are you seeing for this thing that you created out of your own resilience after having an injury?
Yeah. I think when I look at it, I think when you start something, you're always in the endless possibility stage of, right now it's a newsletter, and I'm trying to look at the research and kind of bridge the gap between what's in the research that's kind of blocked behind paywalls, bars, anything like that. How can we take the learnings of that and take them into our sports teams? Like my last issue, this upcoming issue that's coming out at 5 o'clock today, is about how we can incorporate nutrition and fueling practices into practice instead of having it be the optional homework that is take home. Like, how can we make all these things that are so important to our performance, how can we put them inside practices and make sure that we're doing them all together and we're all collectively striving towards a goal? So that's what that last issue is about. It'll just keep going on kind of the bridging the research into how we can take them into practical ways we can apply them as athletes and as female athletes. And then I think the future, we're gonna have more events. We've had a speaker panel already this past March, which was kind of the kickoff of the project, where there wasn't even gonna be a newsletter yet. And then I see more kind of community collaboration and having more speakers and kind of getting in with the local community and making female athlete health something that isn't a taboo, something that we're talking about, something that we're bringing to the forefront of conversation so we can have more research and so that research can become more integrated into our practices and into our lives.
It's amazing to see where you've come, Sierra, because I've known you now for maybe 5 years.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
And since I met you, you've been passionate about women in sports.
Yes.
And look at what you've created now. It's really cool.
Yeah, and thank you so much for your support along the way. And I think Live Like Sam has been a huge inspiration for that, because I think that they brought out, you know, an issue that wasn't talked about a lot in sports and now for everyone overall, like mental health, mental wellness, mental performance. So to be able to see an organization go out and do that, it inspired me to be able to do something similar and something that, you know, becomes on that scale one day, I hope, around female athletes and female athlete health.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's so great to hear Sierra's message. And it really, it's in collaboration completely with the formation of Live Like Sam and what Sam Jackenthal wanted to bring to the world and did bring it to the world, his infectious positivity and motivation and inspiration. I mean, it's really what Sierra is doing right now as she goes off into the world, heading off to college this fall. So Jessica, when we started this Resilient Youth episode, one of our goals was to talk about, you know, we hear a lot about the negative, or I don't want to say negative, but the challenges that young people face that seem dire sometimes. And we always hear about those kinds of things. We wanted to put a positive kind of look at how there are lots of great things that kids are doing, lots of positive things, lots of positive emotions. They all come up against challenges. Could you expand on that?
Yeah. I mean, I would love to hear from Sierra because she herself went through a challenge. And like, how did you come up on top? Like, where did that positive perspective come from?
Yeah. I mean, I think for a little bit, you know, there's going to be the time that is hard. Like, you're going to have to do some self-reflecting. And I think when you have a challenge, it makes you have to do a lot of that self-reflecting because something that maybe is a big part of your identity isn't there. But then you go step by step of, you know, here's where I am. How do I get out of this? Just taking one action. Like for me with Stronger, Faster, Fueled, I'm like, I'm going to work on maybe going through one research article and finding the takeaways that I have from that might be applicable to a newsletter. Or I'm going to write one email to see if someone would want to be a community partner at the event. So instead of wallowing on, oh, my track season was so bad, I couldn't run, like, what am I doing to get forward? Like, it could be such a small step. But I just think to have something that, you know, also put your identity into a bunch of different things. Like, if you have something that's a challenge in one area of your life, try something else in another area of your life that really gets your passion going and gets you excited. And it doesn't have to be something that you've even done before, but to be able to go and take next steps in other areas of your life really helps you be able to be more optimistic and to be able to really grow out of a challenge.
That's amazing. Yeah. And I think, you know, what we do, we're teaching in these summer camps is for kids to have a growth mindset and to always and have their affirmations, right? It's all about how we're talking to ourselves and like our intrinsic thoughts. And so we're always trying to teach kids to have that positive perspective, to be telling themselves like, I am capable, I can do hard things. You know, and back to that summer bucket list, when you're checking off those goals, you're doing hard things. You're proving to yourself that you can do these, right?
Exactly.
Those, like taking that one small step, checking that off.
Exactly. Builds so much momentum too.
Yeah, definitely. So teaching those kinds of skills is really important.
We as a community here in Park City, Summit County, Wasatch County, the whole Wasatch back, there is a big focus on athletic involvement, performance, identity. And I'm just wondering how you, I mean, I would say for even adults, you get an injury and it just yesterday I fell off my mountain bike and I hurt my wrist and it's just fine now, but you wouldn't believe the tape that went through my head about all the things that this meant that I couldn't do,
exactly.
You know, and it goes within seconds. And so Sierra, what are some of the things that you, what is the self-talk that you engaged in that made you erase that ridiculous tape?
Yeah, I think number one, you got to run through the tape. Like, I think the first part of getting it is like, you know, this is where I'm at right now. Like taking a second to be like, okay, this is where I'm at mentally. This is how I feel. And then your next step is to go, you know, what are other things that I'm interested in? Like, I think that's the first places I went is I can't run. I can cross train. I can do different things like that. I can take this athletic part of me and I can channel it into other things. So just because I can't run, I have other things I can do that even fulfill that athletic part of my identity. So to be able to go, even if I can't do this one thing, what are things I can do? Like, I think that's the biggest question is what are things I can do right now with, like, regardless of the injury, regardless of the setback, what is one thing I can do? Kind of like we were talking about earlier. And then going out and doing that thing and building that momentum and telling yourself, like, for me, I was like, I'm so much more than a runner. This is something I've been struggling with the whole time I've been running is I've been like, a runner is all I am. And I'm like, now this is an opportunity for me to step back. And I helped like coach a little bit on the team. And I was able to kind of look at running through a whole different lens. And I was able to look at my life through a different lens too. And to be able to just keep telling myself, I have so much more value to add to the world than just, you know, running in a circle around a track. Like, just keeping on telling yourself that, keeping on telling yourself that there's more and that this doesn't define you. This isn't all that you are. And then going and doing that next step was the biggest thing for me.
Such a great lesson.
Like having great mentors too is the best thing too. If you have people around you that are supporting you in those goals. And like I had a teacher that supported my Stronger, Faster, Fueled project the whole way. She pushed me forward. My family supported me. So many businesses around Park City supported me. So many speakers that came out and spoke at the event. So I think also surrounding yourself with the community that's going to help you get there is huge.
And Live Like Sam's a great way to get into community and be in community.
Absolutely.
Right? You've had a lot of opportunities to be out tabling with us and interacting with people in the community and meeting new people, networking. It's a really awesome opportunity. So definitely recommend any youth out there looking for something, some way to fill their summer, come connect with the community with Live Like Sam.
Absolutely.
For sure.
This is so huge for me.
Jessica, tell us about some of the other programs you've got going on this summer that if, you know, if you are a young person who it's what, June 23rd, 4th, summer's already well underway. Yeah. If you maybe are still looking to throw something into your summer.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, on that bucket list, we have this amazing program called Challenge Accepted, which was inspired by Sam's bucket list. It's about stepping outside your comfort zone and trying new things and challenging yourself and meeting new people and connecting with community. So you can come out with Live Like Sam. We're going on hikes this summer. We're kayaking. We're doing yoga in the park. We're doing skate clinics. We're volunteering a ton with animals. So we've got rescue Mustangs that we're volunteering with and therapy dog testing. We're also going to be at the firehouse in Heber learning about mental and physical fitness from the firefighters and first responders, which is going to be a ton of fun.
That's so awesome. Wow.
Yeah. We've got a day in the life of a dairy farmer at Ballerina Farms.
No way.
And getting your CPR certification. So tons of different opportunities for professional development, career exploration, and just like trying new hobbies and getting out there with other peers your age. Yeah. We'll be kayaking the Provo River, so that should be really fun as well.
Yeah. And great. What was the certification you mentioned?
CPR.
Oh, CPR. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, great. And these are multifaceted. These aren't just saying, oh, we're going to go off in this one direction. It's all kinds of things.
I mean, just like Sam's bucket list, right?
Hanging out on a dairy farm.
A variety of experiences,
Right. And that hits right on the diversifying your identity, if you will, too.
Right.
Like if you're someone who roots their identity a lot in sports or a lot in school, to be able to go out to Challenge Accepted and go, I'm going to try yoga. I'm going to get my CPR certification. I'm going to learn how to be a dairy farmer. Mm-hmm. Like all of those things, it makes you kind of you expand your interests and makes you realize that you aren't just one thing and you can kind of figure out what your value is that you add to the world too,
I
think is really awesome. Challenge accepted.
Yeah, for sure.
Sierra, do you think that you would have come up with Stronger, Faster, Fueled had you not been injured?
I think I would have come up with it because I did it as part of a capstone in the class and I had a mentor who was really pushing me to be able to make it actually happen. Like we were like, get the date on the calendar. Like she was amazing, but I think it wouldn't have become what it is now. I think it would have been an event. I think we would have gotten the speaker panel together. I think I would have done what I could do in the classroom. But as for the time I spent on the weekends, as for the time I'm spending now, as for the time just even thinking over it and really wanting to create something, I think when you have track going so well, it's hard for you to want to be like, oh, I want to create something else. Yeah. But when you don't have that and you realize this is what I wish I had, like especially as a freshman athlete, and a lot of my injuries have kind of stemmed from fueling, underfueling, and different practices I had that were not good all throughout high school. So to be able to go, if I can save one person from the situation that I'm in, and if I can make a difference in their lives, and if I can create something that really gives back, like that would be everything. And I think that I wouldn't have had those thoughts necessarily if I had my track season.
Mm-hmm. You know what? It makes me wonder. I got my CPR certification when I was in college, I think. And I think it's a thing that a lot of young people do. Mm-hmm. And maybe there's a little bit about that mindset of like, oh, this is something that you can do when you're young. You can become certified in this.
Absolutely.
And then we stop thinking about it as we get older because I haven't recertified since my 20s, which was, you know, just a few years ago, of course.
So I wonder
about that.
Yeah,
you know, is it something about the youth mindset where we need to keep open to these kinds of ideas, and we are when we're young,
right? But we should keep exploring even as we're older. Yeah. And you know, speaking of just like adults, I know parents are always looking for like skills and tools to interact with their kids. And I wonder, Sierra, just through your injury and creating this amazing project, like, how have your parents played a role? What do you recommend for other parents to help their teens through a situation like this?
They are incredible. Like, they've supported me in every way. No matter what I'm interested in, they will be there to support it 100%, which I love. When it was on the track, they would support me on the track 100%. When it was building Stronger, Faster, Fueled, they were like, oh, here are some connections I have. They would help me out with ideas. They would kind of introduce me to people and like, hey, this is someone I think you might be interested in. I mean, everywhere, just totally supportive. And I think also when you're building something that's new that maybe hasn't been done before, it's hard to do that alone. like, and when you have a community of people just directly around you that you really, you know, you care about what they think. Like, I think with when it's your parents, you're like, I care about what they're thinking of what I'm doing, and I want them to think that I'm doing something that's awesome. So when they're kind of affirming that too and being like, this is awesome what you're doing, and here's what you can do, and here's some people we can put you in contact with, and here's maybe what it could turn into, or here's some ideas. Like, it's been a world of difference to feel so supportive in whatever I choose to do. So I think for parents out there, just supporting your kids and their passions, because, you know, when you're working towards something that you love, it's amazing to have people directly, your direct support system be right there for you. And it's made so much difference for me.
Yeah. Jessica, when you hear Sierra talk, and I know that, I think that you didn't know Sam before he passed, but you obviously know so much about him. Yeah. What are the characteristics, what are the traits that they embody that you feel, I mean, I feel energy mm-hmm. just oozing out of Sierra. It's 100%. It's like, it's kind of infectious. Yes. It's like coming across the table.
She's our Golden Star volunteer for sure. I'm like, she connects with people so well, and I think Sam did that too.
Yeah, and so if you were to name a couple of other traits that the two of them possessed, you know?
But I like that Sierra now is like, you know, expanding her identity and trying all the new things, right? She's persevering through hard times. I know Sam had injuries through freestyle skiing, and he had to push through those times as well, just like you, and create opportunity and a positive perspective through those, right? And have that resilient mindset. So I see that in you, Sierra. And your ability to connect with people, always. I've been so impressed with just seeing you volunteering with us and out in community.
Thank you.
And your talent, your athleticism, of course. So many things.
Right. Also, this ability to look at mental health and identity. I think maybe it happened before Simone Biles backed out of her Olympic performance, but I feel like that's when it, you know, entered onto the world stage, where
for sure.
Mental health among athletes is so important, and it's so okay to not be okay, which was Simone's message, I think. And now we know it's such a big thing. How much does it enter into, you know, the kids that you work with who maybe are athletes, and, you know, how much focus is there?
Yeah, that's a great, I mean, there's some amazing organizations we're partnering with, like City League, that are focusing more on like character development with the athlete. You know, Live Like Sam isn't athlete focused. Mm-hmm. We're all youth focused, providing mental health skills and well-being skills for all youth, because everyone needs the foundation. But yes, athletes, especially because of that identity crisis that can happen if you lose your identity, your sport through injury, you need that fallback of like, who are you? What is your character? What else do you love? What other passions do you have? You know, and we have our Thrive program, which I think is just an amazingly well-balanced program for everyone, teaching well-being skills. It's an evidence-based 6-week program that students can take virtually online. So get home from your sports practice.
I was part of that.
Yeah, Sierra, you did it?
Yes.
Cool. I'll give my little pitch, and then you can give your experience on it, because it teaches like stress management skills, building healthy relationships, and having a more positive perspective, right? Removing those negative thought traps, which can be helpful with so many things in life. So students can earn $60. Did you earn the $60 here?
I did, yes.
Okay, tell us about your experience in Thrive, because I want to hear from you.
I think number one, whenever you're going through something, having a community around you is the best thing. So to be able to go online and have even the virtual Zoom community is super huge, because you know everyone who's on there wants to be there. Like, I think sometimes you'll be in a community and it's like, do we all have the same goal on Thrive? Everyone has the same goal. We're all trying to get mentally like better, whether it's performance, whether it's something for mental health. Like, we all have slightly different goals, but we're all there with the same like general goal, and we're all wanting to be there to get better at anything mental performance related or mental health related, all of those things.
Yeah.
And then I like there was gratitude part of every day. And I think gratitude has also, I mean, there's been so much research around gratitude, being able to really make your life better and make like, I mean, just totally shift your mindset as well. So I think to do I forget if it was 3 to 5 things, just having those gratitudes from each day. And then I probably took this course maybe 4 years ago. Yeah. So I'm pulling at the stuff I remember, but definitely those are the lasting impact ones. And then also to be able to have the action item steps, I think is great. Like, when I'm someone who likes to check things off, And when I feel like I'm going through and doing some of the prompts or the, I forget what the app was called, but when I'm going in and answering some of those things, I feel like I'm like almost checking stuff off. That's going to help me with my mental performance later. Like, yeah. I think the reason I joined was for mental performance that would help me on the track and in school and things like that. But I think people join for so many different reasons. Like, there were a lot of people that were there for mental health, a lot of people suffering from stress, anxiety. So I think it was really interesting to be able to talk with all of them and to have that community and to be able to know that we're all, you know, this is a space for us all to improve ourselves in whatever ways we're choosing around, like, mentality.
Yeah, that's amazing. And you know, you could sign up for Thrive 2.0 this summer before you go off to college, yeah. because there's a whole 6 new lessons for Thrive 1.0 graduates to continue their well-being journey, and you can earn $60 again. So all of this, registration closes on July 1st. So if you want to sign your teens up, 6th through 12th graders can sign up for Thrive at www.livelikesam.org/thrive before July 1st.
Wonderful. Jessica Barker, Sierra Darling, it's been so wonderful speaking with you. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but thank you so much for coming by. It does fly by when you have, you know, really interesting topic and guests. So thank you so much for your time
today. Thank you.